Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 648 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we're going to talk about just how much COVID-19 sucks. And I know, we're going to be a little flippant, a little catty, and a little snarky. So I understand already, folks, already, IDSers, I know how serious it is. I'm just trying to make light of it and have a little fun. And to help me do that, I'm going to be joined by actor Brad Oxnam, and we're going to talk about all the things that coronavirus has cost us. So we're going to get a conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support. All right, so here we are, IDSers. We're recovering from a chaotic recording session, if you've heard the outtakes for the St. Patrick's Day special. And we were going to interview Brad this week anyway, so Brad Oxnam is here again joining
us. Hi, guys.
We were going to interview Brad about his workshop at VoiceOver Atlanta.
Mm-hmm, VO Atlanta 2020, which unfortunately, due to this crazy time, COVID-19 got postponed, as did many
everything
things.
Else.
Yeah.
Let's see. No basketball.
No basketball. No hockey. No soccer. No Broadway.
No baseball.
No baseball. No no Disney World or Disneyland.
Yep. No Humana Festival yet.
Wow. Gosh.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
pretty good for a hoax, don't you think? I think the Democrats are taking way too far now.
Way too far. Way
All right, we get far. It. It's funny. Haha. You know, now stop.
And if they could just get every medical center on board with that, you know, we can just snip this in the bud.
Now, speaking of medical centers, Brad, sure. You work at a hospital.
Yes, I do work for...
So in your medical opinion, what is the correlation between how much toilet paper I have versus how much hand sanitizer I need to use?
Well, you see, there is a special, like, mathematical equation. No, I'm not a mathematician. I'm more of a words guy.
Right.
But I believe it is...
Well, you are in the medical field.
You subtract the number of hand sanitizers you have from the number of bottles of water in your freezer at this time, and then you multiply that by how much meals you have, how much ramen have you stored in your house.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you the total of how many toilet paper rolls you need.
Oh, so that's my quotient of toilet paper. That's
yes,
all I forgot.
Exactly.
Well, so, you know, now you know, exactly. IDSers. Now you know.
Mm-hmm. Important information. So get to your Costco now.
Right. No, well, I mean, seriously, though. Yeah. I haven't noticed the toilet paper not being on the grocery store, but the hand sanitizer here, anyway, is gone.
Yeah, hand sanitizer. I've also seen Lysol and the wipes, like Clorox wipes.
Right.
And actually, at my day job, at the medical center, I don't interact with sick people, thank goodness. I just work at a counseling center. So, different kind of sick.
Wow.
Totally kidding.
No, you're not. CYA, Brad, CYA.
We might have to edit that. We've had trouble like finding wipes and things that we can order for the clinic. So it's been kind of a weird time to just be in the arts, especially if we're thinking like, how much is overreaction? How much is protection? It's
right. Well, just to finish up with the hand sanitizer and then move on to it. So I went into a store, went to two, three store, but third store, I walked in and the lady behind the counter said, can I help you? And I said, only if you have some hand sanitizer. She said, and I quote her, I got one in today. And she went over to a box and pulled out the single bottle that is sitting behind you.
Wow.
So that's the last hand sanitizer in
Rutherford County.
Yeah, all of Rutherford County.
Wow.
So we've been, obviously, we're making kind of light of this, but it is a very serious situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Disclaimer, though, yada, yada.
Sure.
But also, we need to talk a little bit about kind of, well, I want to talk about twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually, everything that's kind of been postponed should at some point, hopefully, be rescheduled, right?
I hope so. So there's, I know that VO Atlanta, specifically that conference, instead of outright canceling like a lot of other conferences did, especially in the VO world, they just said, we're going to postpone. We're going to try to still have it just at a later date after this, you know, the crisis, if you want to call it that, or the heightened.
The pandemic.
The pandemic dies down. So they're looking at summer maybe. But with VO Atlanta, they've got a difficulty because they had two hotels booked. Mm. So two hotels that have to be available at the same time could be a big order. So and there's also the idea of what if, say, I get into a show that comes concurrent with that. I may have to back out of the conference if it, you know, redoes this. So, you know, knock on wood, that happens. That'd be cool. I'd be getting paid to be in a show. But at the same time, like, I would hate to have to bow out of a conference that I was looking forward to.
So, luckily enough, we have a recording device.
Mm-hmm.
What was your presentation going to be? Give me the nutshell why I should look forward to seeing or going to this whenever this happens.
Picture it, 1938.
No. George is looking for a man in a...
So what I was going to teach on was basically taking the beginning acting training that I've taught in community colleges and local state colleges and all the stuff that I've learned through 20 years of being an actor and try to get beginning voiceover artists to infuse a little bit of their acting training or get this acting training into their reads. So things like establish a relationship, which is a really simple thing, like know who you're talking to, set up a scene, have a specific person in mind who you're talking to. And then you know how they teach you like verbs, action verbs, and how to say like, okay, in this line, you're comforting them. In this line, you're daring them. If you're infusing action into what they read rather than just reading the script and thinking that the sound of your voice will do all the work for you when really and truthfully, if that's all you're doing, it's really flat. So it's super, every single read you do will sound the same. So there are lots of tricks you can do with your voice. I finally learned how to do the sexy read, which was kind of cool.
Oh, give me the sexy voice.
The sexy read, you say everything like a statement. And then you whisper. That's all you do to sound sexy. I was blown away. Like, wow. Yeah. I was blown away when I learned that. That, by the way, for those of you listening at home who've never met me, I'm dead sexy in person. Ask my wife.
Well... Yeah.
No.
No, you can ask her.
You can ask her.
Get her on a good day.
Yeah, please. Please get her when she's smiling. So, no, seriously, though, there were fun tricks of the trade, but I really wanted to. Going to VO Atlanta last year, 2019, I saw a plethora of here's how to do this marketing, here's this. Avenue of voiceover, like commercials or animation. What do you need to do to get work?
Mm-hmm.
But very few of the workshops were basically based in acting.
And right.
That was a basic skill that when I went to every animation workshop, because that's the one that I really kind of gravitate to with different voices and stuff like we do on the podcast, they basically said, you got to be a good actor first.
Right.
So I thought, well, here's a need. Let's fill the need. Mm. Ironically, I looked at the classes that were offered this year. Like six of them are acting classes now. So apparently I wasn't the only one that had this idea.
Everybody's light bulb went off at the same time.
One of the few differences was mine was a free workshop. You didn't have to pay somebody like an extra $200-something to take their class for 3 hours. You can just take mine for 1 hour and have it included. So I was like, we'll keep it. We'll keep it there.
Wow. So you're like the Wikipedia of voice actors.
Wikipedia voice actors. I love it. So I was looking forward to that, and God willing, I will be able to do that again. Or I'll be able to do that when they reschedule the conference. But, you know, with all the craziness, I do feel bad for people who are – I mean, I've been planning that for about 8 months to a year.
Right.
So I can only imagine, like, people looking forward to the games, looking forward to going to see a show.
Well, it even affected my big trip that I always look forward to every spring, the mm-hmm. Humana Festival.
That's pretty. Are they going to reschedule that, or is it just kind of canceled for this year? We don't know yet.
Yeah, as we record this, I just literally today got the, hey, we're going to mm-hmm. postpone it due to mm-hmm. the mayor's, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. So they never said it was canceled, so it was just put off. So maybe, I don't know. It would be a shame. It would be a shame if they don't.
But the good news is most of these events, they're annual, so
yeah,
push comes to shove, you just go next year,
right?
And we can, as soon as all of this stuff gets, you know, we get a vaccine hopefully, or it just kind of goes, it just evens out and goes away, we're not spreading this thing like wildfire,
right?
We'll be fine. So I think we're gonna be okay. It's just it's a sticky time right now. Like, well, honestly, I got to say, the people who are making these difficult decisions, like, I feel so much for them because I know there's money on the line.
There's a lot of money.
So much money. And the fact that there are people, like, I read somewhere, I think Disney is actually, like, paying their cast members during the downtime. So kudos to the people who are taking care of their workers.
Right. But a lot of companies aren't in that situation. They can't.
True. Yeah, exactly. So you feel for the people, like, you know, artists like ourselves who, if they're in a show, they've been planning on this, they get a weekly paycheck. You know, I'm hoping that they'll be okay.
Yeah, because I mean, you and I know, and most everybody probably listening to the podcast knows. Mm-hmm. But for those that don't know, when actors don't work, they don't get paid.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, and there's no sick time. There's no like, I guess if you're in New York, and I don't know the rules of equity in New York, but yeah, here in the regionals, in the hinterlands, yes, they don't give you sick pay for that kind of stuff, unless the producers of the shows are just generous and will say, hey, we will still pay you during the downtime, but I doubt they could really do that.
I don't think they, not small professional companies, can't do that.
No, SPCs, so, no.
I saw, and it's you. Not your meme mm-hmm. originally, I don't think, but I saw the post on your page, mm-hmm. so then I shared it on. But the idea of donating the tickets instead of requiring or requesting money back.
Yeah.
I am in favor of that. Now, of course, caveat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Broadway show, get your money back. T-Pack, get your money back.
Mm.
Right? But small companies like Street Theater Company or Chavin's Barn, if it comes down to that, that might be an option.
I will say this. I will caveat that, having known people that work at T-Pack, T-Pack is still a not-for-profit. They work... Most of the money you get from your ticket is actually that show's money. I think they get like $2.50 a ticket. So I would still encourage like a local touring house like T-Pack, you can donate your tickets back for a tax refund. So if you...
No, there's that.
Yes. Yeah. So there's all the... If the show's contract allows that, there are some shows like, I think it was Book of Mormon. If you bought a ticket, you're out of luck. You cannot do anything with that ticket. And that's in the contract. But there are a lot of shows you can donate it back, and it goes to the show. But the bottom line is, if you're feeling sick, please stay home and just do what's right.
Don't touch me.
Do what's right for everybody involved. Do what's right. And we would, yes, I agree. totally for local companies or small professional companies like Street Theater, Chaffin's Barn, any of the ones that are still going in Nashville.
Barbershop.
Yes, all of them. You know, support them, and please consider donating your ticket back instead of asking for a refund, because the artists involved, the producers, the directors, the actors, the stagehands, they do depend on that money. So what can we say except please be kind and be safe? That's all we can really ask. I think that's what I actually wrote on that post for sharing that meme, was just be safe and be kind, please.
Be nice to each other.
Uh-huh.
And wash your hands.
And wash your hands.
So it's amazing how the renaissance of hand washing has
people weren't doing this stuff before.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
My wife and I both have been really surprised. Like, why is this a new thing? I was doing this before. It was cool. You know, we're the hipsters in that way.
Yeah, right. Bring it back. 20 seconds, everybody. Right?
20 seconds. Two choruses of We Built This City on rock and roll, and you'll be fine.
Or happy birthday twice, dear COVID-19.
Yay.
So, as we wrap this up, if I want to find out more about Brad Oxenham, voice actor, where do I go and what do I look for?
If you want to find out about Brad Oxenham, the voice actor, you can go to bradoxenhamvoice.com. You'll find my demos, you'll find ways to contact me, you'll find a little bio that I lovingly wrote out about myself.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yeah. About myself, yeah.
Is it true?
William Faulkner was born.
That would be funny. Like every month, just put up a new
bio of somebody completely different.
Without any names or anything, but yeah. Studying,
that would be fun.
Studying English at Yale in 1845.
Just to let people know, if you're wanting to just know about the actor Brad, you can look at bradoxenham.com there too. So, like, you've got the Inexplicable Dumb Show and you've got jmalden.com.
Wow, all right.
Boom.
Wow.
Plugging you.
I don't think. Well, there's nothing else to say, folks. All right. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that is it. I'd like to thank you guys for bearing with us as we went through our COVID-19 lament. So, again, information about Brad is going to be on the show notes page for this particular episode. Check out his websites, one with his actor, one with his voice acting stuff, and learn more about what Brad does and can offer you as a potential client in the voiceover world. If you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, man, who knows what we'll be up to, but I'm sure it'll be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil. Thank you.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.